Let's get to the AP Top 25 poll, because maybe there weren't as many surprises over the weekend when it came to college football games. But the top 10, there's been some shakeups now. And there's also been a new addition to the top 25. Oregon's at 1, Georgia at 2, Penn State at 3, Ohio State at 4, 5 is Miami, 6 is Texas, 7 is Tennessee. But guys, I want to point out here before we get to Notre Dame, BYU at 10 is Texas A&M. So they have climbed up in the ranks.
Yeah.
They look tough to beat right now.
Texas A&M in the driver's seat in the SEC and with a quarterback controversy on their hands. Like, it's just crazy. That's how gritty that team is. They had two quarterbacks, had to put in a backup, and they're still in the driver's seat. And I don't know all the tie-breaking scenarios, guys, but when you look at the possibility, right, that, you know, if Georgia were to stumble, and I'm not saying they will, but if they were to, the fact that you could look at a Texas A&M matchup on Thanksgiving weekend with the conference in its crosshairs and everything to gain, and then it's possible that it could happen again. Just, I mean, I don't know all the tiebreakers, but it's a possibility, and it's crazy. It was crazy to watch that game this weekend.
Well, it was a tale of two halves, really. I mean, LSU did a phenomenal job defensively of getting after Connor Wegman and keeping him from doing anything. And he was constantly moving. And Marcel Reed is a guy that I know a little bit about, mainly because I got to watch him beat the brakes off my favorite team early in the year when Wegman was injured.
Yeah.
And then he doesn't play. Wegman comes back, and he plays pretty good against Missouri. It was okay last week, and then this week he was brutal. Reed comes in, and you got to give Mike Elko credit.
Yeah.
Making a switch.
I think it was a touchdown on his first play, if I'm not mistaken. Kind of a red zone opportunity there.
They got
there.
The turnover.
Yeah, it was a turnover, coming off a turnover.
And they immediately went to business, and he left him in, and he was phenomenal. He only threw the ball twice, but two for two for 70 yards. But with his feet, he was phenomenal. The running game got going. They were able to – that basically with him just under center or behind center, they kept LSU's defense completely off balance.
Do you think Marcel Reed's their starting quarterback from here on out, or do you think it's Wegman's job?
That's going to be one of those – that's tough to answer, because you play South Carolina – this weekend, and I think you maybe go with Wegman at first if you don't do a rotating system, because you've won with both guys. But Marcel Reed is the future. There's no doubt about that.
I love it.